Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch is testifying in closed session today in the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
Marie Yovanovitch arrived at the Capitol a little after 10 a.m. for what's expected to be a long day of testimony before House lawmakers. Yovanovitch was recalled this spring from her post as U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine. Her removal came after President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and some Republicans had been pushing for her to be recalled, arguing she was not loyal to the president. At the same time, Giuliani was meeting with Ukrainian officials to try to dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Yovanovitch is still employed by the State Department, but is on a fellowship at Georgetown University. She is testifying despite the White House saying the administration will not cooperate with the House impeachment inquiry. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A wildfire is sweeping through northern Los Angeles. NPR's Leila Fadel tells us it's burned through more than 4,000 acres.
A mandatory evacuation has been issued in the San Fernando Valley for at least 12,700 homes in the path of the Saddle Ridge brush fire. It began in Sylmar on Thursday north of downtown, but by Friday morning, the winds had fueled it from a small 60-acre area to more than 4,000 acres, according to the Los Angeles Fire Department. The flames are eating through homes and other structures in the area where some 100,000 people live. Parts of major highways are shut down, a number of schools are closed, and evacuation centers are open to take in the displaced as firefighters work to contain the flames. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Widespread criticism of the U.S. pullout from northern Syria continues. Merritt Kennedy reports the latest comes from retired four-star general and informal Trump advisor Jack Keane.
Trump's decision earlier this week cleared the way for Turkey to attack northern Syria, jeopardizing Kurdish forces there who have been key allies with the U.S. in the fight against ISIS. General Keane told NPR's Morning Edition that Trump knew Turkish President Erdogan planned to conduct operations to clear a buffer zone along the border by force.
I think it is a strategic blunder of significant consequence to permit Erdogan to use military force to establish a buffer zone.
Keane says these Kurdish forces were, quote, as much of an ally that we've had in any war we've ever fought. Aid groups say that since the Turkish incursion began on Wednesday, tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. Merritt Kennedy, NPR News.
Iran says two missiles struck an Iranian tanker in the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia. NPR's Ruth Sherlock says there are lots of questions.
Iranian state news agencies say two of the ship's major storage tanks were hit, causing an oil spill. That spill is now reportedly under control. It's the latest in a series of attacks on oil tankers in the Gulf region and is likely to increase tensions between the two countries.
NPR's Ruth Sherlock. At this hour, the Dow up 407 points. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is losing a senior advisor, Michael McKinley, a career diplomat with previous ambassadorships to Brazil, Afghanistan, Colombia, and Peru, is resigning. He served as Pompeo's policy advisor since May 2018. McKinley resigns as questions mount regarding a phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, in which Trump asked Ukraine to look into the business affairs of Joe Biden's son. House Democrats have issued a subpoena to Pompeo for documents as part of their probe. The once-thriving Standard Chartered Bank of Zimbabwe is closing six of its remaining nine branches there, citing the country's poor economy. Ishma Fundikwa reports.
In 2016, Standard Chartered Bank had 21 branches countrywide, but due to the current economic crisis, the bank has been scaling back. Responding to written questions, a bank official told NPR the closures are a response to client needs and transaction patterns. She added there is a decrease in branch activity due to increased digital transactions. Zimbabwe's economic woes have led to a shortage of cash. Many people are opting to transact online rather than visit or keep their money in banks. For NPR News, I'm Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
The Tokyo area and Japan's Pacific coast are bracing for a typhoon this weekend. Up to 30 inches of rain and heavy wind is forecast. Tomorrow's Rugby World Cup match is canceled. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.